AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Less than a week before taking office, President-elect Joe Biden will be unveiling his coronavirus action plan.
Biden laid out his priorities last month, focusing on encouraging Americans to wear masks.
Mask up for 100 days once we take office.
And a mass vaccination campaign.
100 million shots in the first 100 days.
The campaign so far is off to a slow start. Only about 10 million Americans have gotten the first of two shots, though roughly three times that many doses have been delivered. The Trump administration's largely left state and local officials to organize their own vaccination campaigns. Biden wants closer cooperation with the federal government. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department says 965,000 people filed for unemployment last week. That number keeps going up. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says it's all about the virus,
which has been raging out of control. The administration of vaccines has been slow, frustratingly so. And so not only has there been a cost to lives, there's been a cost to the economy. And that's how we get to unemployment claims numbers like this.
Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 68 points. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy has approved bringing in 21,000 National Guard members to Washington, D.C. to help with security on Inauguration Day. President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate could get underway just as Joe Biden is sworn in. Pennsylvania Democrat Madeline Dean in the House would like some Republicans to step up.
I hope those who participated with him, many of whom are sworn elected officials, would say, I was wrong. This election was not stolen. There was not massive fraud.
A Delaware man photographed carrying a Confederate battle flag during the deadly riot has been arrested. Also, a retired Pennsylvania firefighter has been arrested on suspicion of throwing a fire extinguisher that hit and injured three police officers at the Capitol. This is AP News. Siegfried Fischbacher, a member of Siegfried and Roy, has died. He was 81.
Everyone remembers the White Tigers. Siegfried and Roy turned a magic show into a spectacle by using exotic animals. Siegfried learned magic as a kid and met Roy on a cruise ship in 1957. They started their show in Germany before taking it to Las Vegas in the late 1960s. Eventually, they would do six shows a week, 44 weeks per year, at one point grossing $1 billion in 10 years. Their $10 million compound was a sanctuary to save white tigers and white lions from extinction. Roy Horn died of complications from COVID-19 last year. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
NASA declared the Mars Digger dead after failing to burrow deep into the red planet to take its temperature. Scientists in Germany spent 2 years trying to get their heat probe, dubbed the Mole, to drill into the Martian crust. It was supposed to bury 16 feet into Mars, but only drilled down a couple of feet. Ed Donahue, AP News.